Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you're all here with me today. We've got a wonderful show in store for you with a surprise guest, actually not who was originally scheduled for today, but someone I'm sure you're going to love. So before we get started with her, first, of course, we have our quote from our section from my book, Everyday Awakening. To kick us off, and we'll get, and then I'll bring her on. So today's section from my book is entitled, By Appreciating More and Comparing Less, We Enrich Our Lives. We spend a great deal of time comparing ourselves to others. We think, he's so much taller than I am, or she's so much thinner than I am. They have a bigger house than we do. But these comparisons rarely bring us peace or joy. We often feel as if we're coming up short when we think, do you think she's prettier than me? He looks like he makes more money than I do. Look at that new car. It must run so much better than ours. How we feel depends on which side of the comparative equation we are on. Sometimes we come out on top. Yet even when we temporarily make ourselves feel better by comparing ourselves favorably with another person, in the long run, there's always someone who has something nicer, bigger, or better than we do. Do you think this restaurant is better than the other one? Do you like this movie better than the one last year? Is this book a better read than that one? Especially when we compare two things that are not directly comparable, we set ourselves up for disagreement. How about thinking instead, they are both good, but in different ways? How about, I enjoyed both equally, but for different reasons? How about, for where I was at the time in my life, it was perfect, and now that I'm at a different place, this is perfect instead. Many factors go into what is good, better, best at a specific time. By comparing different things that all have something to contribute, we diminish each one. But when we learn to see everything as having value in its own way, we add to each one. When we stop comparing and start seeing things in their own light, we can appreciate many diverse things. Yes, there are times when comparison can be useful, yet perhaps we can enrich our lives by appreciating more and comparing less. Do you notice when you are comparing yourself to someone else? How does it make you feel? Can you appreciate the differences instead of making a value judgment about them? So, I wrote this section quite a while ago because I just noticed how somebody in my life had kept comparing themselves to another person or other people, and how like it always felt like, oh, they're making so much more money. Oh, look at the freedom they have. Oh, if only I had, you know, chosen a different career or profession or married someone different or whatever. And they just like, I could see them making themselves miserable by the comparisons. And I'm like, yeah, but like, you don't know what it's like to be in that person's skin. You don't know how happy they are. You don't know what their path has been like in life. And I just thought that like so often we do that to ourselves. We compare, as they say, apples and oranges, right? We compare either what we have to what someone else has, or we compare what they have to what we have. And it's not a fair comparison because we're two unique individuals. We are completely different, and we often don't see all the little things that go along with that. So yeah, we may see someone else and they have a lot of money, and maybe it seems like they have more freedom, but maybe they're struggling with an addiction. Maybe their relationship with their children is horrendous. There could be all kinds of things beneath the surface that we're not seeing. And ultimately, what it doesn't really give us any peace. It doesn't help us feel better about ourselves, and it doesn't improve or enrich our life at all. However, if we can use what other people have or what's going on with someone else as inspiration of like, oh, that's wonderful. I would love to have more of that myself. If we use it as a motivating factor, that's different than comparison. And so comparison, it's so rampant in our society. I mean, from the time we're little tiny kids, we're comparing ourselves to other little tiny kids. And it causes so much misery and so much pain that I really felt like this was an important one to include in the book, because just if we can raise our consciousness, if we can be more aware of how we compare ourselves, of how it makes us feel, of really trying to see the full circle of things, that maybe we would be a little more content with what we have. There's an old expression of, I'm trying to remember exactly how it goes, but the expression is something like, I used to be jealous of the man with shoes because I had no shoes until I saw the man who had no feet. And to me, it just illustrates so well. There's always somebody else who has more than us and somebody else who has less than us. And that doesn't mean that where we are right here, right now, is not perfect for us. Indeed, if life is perfect, it's a big if, I know, it's a big if, but it's one I like to believe in. But if life is perfect, then where we are right here, right now, even if it's uncomfortable, even if it's painful, even if it seems horrendous, it's actually perfect for our soul's journey. Maybe not for our physical journey, maybe not for our emotional journey, but for our soul's journey. Where we are and who we are and what we have is perfect for this moment in time. And if we can just learn to appreciate more of what we have, to treasure it, to look at everything we have in our life as a blessing in some way, even if we can't see it in the moment, I truly believe that the more gratitude we have, the more things we want, the more good things, the more things that are uplifting and support us come into our life. I mean, it's just over and over again. It's one of those exercises I give to all of my coaching clients when they come to me. It's one of the first things if they're not already doing it. You have to have a gratitude practice, because gratitude, more than anything else, raises our vibration, brings us to a better feeling place, and in the long run, actually brings more to us. All right. So that's the section of my book entitled By Appreciating More and Comparing Less, We Enrich Our Lives. The book is Everyday Awakening. And of course, you all know you can always get a copy of my book at www.everydayawakeningbook.com. And if you're like me and you like those independent bookstores, they can get it because we're in all the major distributors. So please feel free to go to those bookstores. All right. Awesome. So it is my pleasure and honor to welcome to the show today author, speaker, teacher, spiritual mentor, and success coach, Amanda Slade. Amanda is the founder of Co-Create Your Success and the creator of the Diamond Co-Creative System, which offers soul-aligned possibilities and solutions so you can thrive and prosper in your life and business. For over two decades, Amanda has been known as an evolution catalyst and has facilitated energetic healing, transformation, and spiritual growth with thousands of clients internationally. Her 20 plus years in the corporate world and success as a VP of marketing and sales for New York publishing firm brings the practical to the woo factor. Yes, my kind of people. Amanda is a contributing author to the number one international best-selling anthology, Empowered Self-Care, and has been featured on the Global Summit of the Shift Network, as well as many other telesummits, radio shows, and podcasts. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Amanda.
Thank you, Sam. Yeah, well, you're my kind of people too. When you were sharing about the comparison piece in the book, I'm like, oh yes, what you're talking about is going from third dimension to fifth dimension consciousness. So,
All right. And we'll get into exactly what you mean by that, because I'm a big believer and we have to define our terms, but I always like to give my audience a little more context just about, you know, your journey and your background. Because so often people meet people who've been on their spiritual path for a long time. They think, oh my God, I can't believe they're so this, so that. And they tend to like almost make people like, you know, untouchable. And they don't realize like we've all had normal journeys. Like we've all gone through things. So I'd love to know, like, how did you get put on your spiritual path so firmly? Was this something that's been a part of your life since you were a little kid? Was it something that developed later in life? Did you have some kind of unusual experience that brought you to it?
Well, I've always been on a spiritual path. Even as I grew up, I always was into spirituality. You know, I grew up in a Presbyterian church, and I was the one that made the trouble because I kept on asking lots of questions. I'm like, I don't understand. You know, you're saying we die, go to heaven, but we never come back, but yet we're eternal beings. So my Sunday school teachers did not like me very much. But I did end up living in the land of shoulds, if you will. I went to college. I got a job. I worked in corporate for over 20 years. And literally one day, my soul got me fired. And that was the catalyst in moving me more into, not only onto my spiritual path more diligently, but also an energetic healing journey. And, you know, that was when I was 40 years old. And with that, I've struggled for about 3-4 years because I didn't have a plan B. I did not know what I was to do next, but I literally fell down to my knees at that time and said, all right, God, you got 6 months to turn this around because I'm not going to live like this. This is horrible because I was severely depressed after that because I had done everything I should do. And now what? And I was vice president of sales and marketing, making six figures. And what was I going to do next? And it was an amazing journey. I sat in workshops not understanding what they were saying about energy, chakras, all of that. 3 years, I was just like, what? And I just immersed myself in my healing journey. And that's what got me to where I am.
Wow. What was the one particular workshop or one particular person that really kind of tipped you over the edge that said like, oh, like this is my world now?
It was several, but what tipped me over the edge was when I downloaded the Diamond Co-Creative System, which I teach. You know, it was something that came in and said, this is yours to do. This is, you know, what we want out in the world, meaning we, the guides, the divine, and this is your path. And quite frankly, I went kicking and screaming. I'm like, I don't want this. What is this thing? What do you want me to do with this? Right. But I knew enough to listen and to really feel into it and try to understand what was being given to me and what my path was. But, you know, as far as getting me on back on the path was a gentleman that who just passed away, and he taught me about energetic healing, crystals, and, you know, he was really my mentor for several years, helping me understand, you know, what it was. And when the system downloaded, I, you know, showed it to him, And he was very much about, okay, this is what you're here to do. And he kept on telling me, you're here to teach, you're here to help others heal. And I argued with him for years.
Funny how it is that we end up going kicking and screaming on our path and people think it's like so smooth. It's like, no, this is not what we wanted to do.
Well, one of the things you said, I said, okay, if you want me to do that, I'm not going to be one of those woo people that, you know, everything's out here and, you know, dress weird, change my name. I'm not going to be that. Whatever you give me has to be practical. It has to make a difference in people's life, because you can't take spirituality or spiritual concepts and not make it livable. And that's the agreement that they had with me.
Beautiful. Okay. It's time for us to take our first break. When we come back from break, let's talk a little bit about like what that process was of like getting that download and what this system is really about and how we make it practical. You know, how do we take something like this diamond co-creation creative system and really apply it? Because I sometimes feel that people see like these energetic or these healing systems and they're so out there and it's like, okay, but how does this help me in my real life day-to-day world? So we'll get into all of that. Okay, so everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook. I see my loyal listener, Patty, checking in today from Monroe, Washington. Patty, you're always somewhere interesting. I'm amazed. Every week you're somewhere different. And we will be right back with my guest, Amanda Slade, after these messages.
Are you a business owner? Do you want to be a business owner? Do you work with business owners? Hi, I'm Stephen Fry, your small and medium-sized business or SMB guy, and I'm the host of the new show, Always Friday. While I love to have fun on my show, we take those Friday feelings of freedom and clarity to discuss popular topics on the minds of SMBs today. Please join me and my various special guests on Friday at 11 a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant. And on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
Are you on edge? Hey, we live in challenging, edgy times, so let's lean in. I'm Sandra Bargeman, the host of The Edge of Every Day, which airs each Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc. Tune in live with me and my friends and colleagues as we share stories and perspectives about pushing boundaries and exploring our rough edges. That's The Edge of Every Day on Mondays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC. Uplift, educate, empower.
Welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking this hour with Amanda Slade. So Amanda, how long ago did you get this big download of this Diamond Co-Creative System?
It was in 2001. And so I've had the system for over 20 years. Yes. Over the time, you know, I developed it. Really found the ways that it can become practical tools and techniques to help people heal and transform their past, their conditioning, their programming, even genetic and lineage encodings, But not only that, but then to move into the creation part, and I love where you were talking about the conscious creator. And to be a conscious creator, what do you really want to create and manifest? The system helps with that, as well as the expansion and evolution that each and every one of us are going through. And the reason why it works is it's based on sacred geometry. I see that you have the flower of life behind you. And so each of the energy codes that are part of the system are actually developed or built upon Metatron's cube, which also includes the flower of life. And there is much of the sacred geometry that helps you align to your own sacred geometry, because we're all sacred geometry too.
So let me ask you a question. When you I'm assuming you were meditating or something when you got this download. Yep. How did it come to you? Did you see it visually? Did you hear it? Was it multi-sensory?
So I'm clairaudient as well. Okay. As I do see. So basically a download on a piece of paper. And the magic of this, I love the universe because it's so magical and the synchronicities. So it came in 2 days before I was to go to Bimini, which is a Bahama out island.
Yes.
And it's also the ancient lands of Atlantis. Mm-hmm. And what I found is that I actually developed the system back in Atlantis. So for those if you believe in past lives, this is something that we actually had back then. And so it came back on the planet in 2001. I was told to take it to Bimini and not show it to anyone until there was a certain ceremony that happened. And the ceremony was about protecting the system so that it could not be used for ill will or be misused in any way. And once we did that, and it was this beautiful, ended up being a beautiful sacred circle of women that helped with this. There was actually an illustrator from Walt Disney on the trip.
Oh, wow.
And she so connected with them. She says, can I take these and art render them? So we worked together, and this was back in the days of faxes, right? We didn't really have email and attachments and all that. But we worked on them together, and I gave her, I was told to put it on Metatron's cube and then adjust it that way. Mm-hmm. So there was originally 9 that came in, and another 14, mm-hmm. 4 came in, I'm sorry, in 2015. So there's a total of 13 energy codes. And now they also have configured themselves in a way that we have elevation codes, ascension codes. And the reason why is I kept asking the question to the system, how can we help what's going on out in the world? Mm-hmm. And, when COVID hit and the pandemic, it was like, wow, how can we help people raise their vibrations so that they're not a match to COVID or the pandemic?
So before we get there, I'm just curious, when the system first came in, and you started to share it with people, what kind of reaction did you get? Like, what sort of responses did you get that gave you, I guess, the confidence that like, oh, there's really something to this? What did you notice?
I really didn't share it for about 4 or 5 years, other than those that were like the person that I was talking about, James. When I showed it to him, he mm-hmm. recognized it. When I showed it to Merritt, she recognized it. So there were certain people I would show it to that would recognize it because they remembered it. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't look for validation from other people. It was in 2005 and 2006 that I started teaching it and started sharing it. And only some would resonate with it because it's super powerful. Mm-hmm. And it was also a timing thing. It wasn't the time yet for it to really get out there the way that it's getting out there now, because it was where humanity was, it's where human consciousness was.
Right.
And there were some that, are ahead of the game, so to speak, way showers, light workers, light bearers. Mm-hmm. Those were the ones that go, ooh, what is this? How can I work with this? And I had to also simplify it so that it was easier to work with and easier to understand.
And so what kind of a system is it? It sounds like it's something visual.
Yes.
Are there practices with it? Like, what's involved with it?
Yes. So there is, let's grab this. This is what we call the Cosmic Unification template. Mm-hmm. And there are 13 energy codes, and then they configure themselves or combine themselves for different practices. When COVID hit, we ended up downloading protocols that are helping the physical body, the mental body, the emotional body, the spiritual body be in alignment with fifth dimensional vibrations or higher, so that you're actually allowing yourself to operate, to create and live in higher dimensions, higher frequencies, which is shifting the consciousness.
Right. Right. Now, when we talk about the different dimensions, this sometimes confuses people of like, oh, but like we live in 3D, you know, how can we be a fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, 12th dimensional being? We're here in 3D. So let's just define that for our audience so that we can be very clear of what we mean by shifting into different dimensions.
So the way that I share it with people is, third dimension, yes, we live in a third dimension world, but we have been operating and creating from a third dimensional paradigm. So third dimension is really based on fear, separation, comparison, you brought that up. Me versus we is really about, it is a slower, lower frequency. And most people, the way that they operate and what we were taught is to survive, try to survive. And we learn through suffering, pain, and struggle. Mm-hmm. Now, there's a bridge, fourth dimension. The fourth dimension bridge helps you awaken. It's really where the awakening process is happening, where you realize there's more than the third dimension. You realize that you're more than this physical body. You realize you're a multidimensional being. There is a spirit. There's spirituality. There are other things at play, such as, you know, we were talking about sacred geometry, you know, because that's the construct of the universe. But you realize there's more to life than what you've been trying to do, you know, where you try to make it happen and you're efforting and the shoulds, the codependency, all of that. And so the fourth dimension is the bridge. And most people nowadays have a foot in that. They maybe have a foot in third and fourth, while some have a foot in fourth and fifth. So the fifth dimension, it's all about frequency. The fifth dimensional frequency is based on love, based on flow, based on synchronicity, joy, prosperity, peace. It's about collaboration, co-creation, and really cooperation, where it's a win-win. It's the we energy. And we just shifted into a new age. We're in the age of Aquarius. So the Piscean age was definitely steeped in third dimension. And it was steeped in that fear and also separation energy. Where fifth dimension, the age of Aquarius is fifth dimensional. And so we are all moving into that. And some are going kicking and screaming. Some are choosing not to. And this is why we're seeing such chaos in the world right now, because what it's doing is shining the light upon what no longer works. Yeah. And so we are living in a third dimension, but actually the Earth is already in the sixth dimension. It's not even just fifth, but it's in sixth. And so we're, as humanity, is really, we're catching up.
Right. Okay. So let's leave it there for a moment, because I need to take another break. And when we come back, I want to talk a little bit more about sort of what's going on today, where we are in the world, and what kinds of tools and advice can we give people who are listening today to be able to adapt to what's changing, to be able to thrive more. You know, we're talking about being in abundance, but there's such upheaval right now. A lot of people are caught in the middle of that. You know, let's give our audience something to help them with that. Okay.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. So everyone, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We're speaking with Amanda Slade, and we will be right back after these messages.
Howdy, I am Joseph Franklin McElroy, host of the new podcast, Gateway to the Smokies. It airs on talkradio.nyc every Tuesday night from 6 p.m. to 7. Every episode is dedicated to memorable experiences in the Great Smoky Mountains National Park and surrounding areas. This show features experts and locals who expound upon the richness of culture, history, and adventure that awaits you in the Smokies. Tune in every Tuesday from 6 p.m. to 7 on talkradio.nyc.
Are you passionate about the conversation around racism? Hi, I'm Reverend Dr. TLC, host of the Dismantle Racism Show, which airs every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern on talkradio.nyc. Join me and my amazing guests as we discuss ways to uncover, dismantle, and eradicate racism. That's Thursdays at 11 o'clock a.m. on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a small business trying to navigate the COVID-19 related employment laws? Hello, I'm Eric Sauver, employment law business law attorney and host of the new radio show, Employment Law Today. On my show, we'll have guests to discuss the common employment law challenges business owners are facing during these trying times. Tune in on Tuesday evenings from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. So Amanda, we're in the middle of shifting. And just for those, to refresh those people listening, the shifting of ages from Pisces to Aquarius, it's called the precession of the constellations. And so it's where on the horizon when the sun rises, what constellation in the sky is it in? And so these are changes that happen once every 2,600 years. So it's not a change that happens overnight. It takes time. And my estimate guess is we're a little bit more than halfway through the change. You know, it's not like all of a sudden, boom, one day you're okay, we're completely in the age of Aquarius now. No, we've been shifting to the age of Aquarius probably since the 60s or 70s, and we'll probably fully be in it in 2160 or so, or something like 2060 or so. But in this shift, there's a lot of upheaval. There's a lot of change. I mean, you can see it in the world today. Things are more stratified than ever before. We're more separated. We're more like on opposite sides more than ever before. So what can we do to kind of help ourselves in dealing with this change and dealing with like all the craziness that we see around us today?
That's a great question, because we're going to have this chaos, this change, this upheaval happening for a few more years. So, So you know, buckle your seatbelts kind of thing. And, you know, people, when COVID and the pandemic hit, they kept on saying, can't wait to get back to normal. No, there's a new normal. And COVID or the pandemic actually catapulted us into that. So the biggest piece that you can do is, first of all, take care of you. And what I mean by that is not only physically take care of you, but emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. Because if you don't have your own energetic integrity, your own emotional integrity, you will get sucked into the newscast. You will get sucked into other people's drama and karma. Karma meaning chaos plus drama. And I'm not saying that you might not even have your own conditions and circumstances where you get really affected by this, but you can stand in the truth of who you are and in the knowingness of who you are and the strength of who you are by having your own energetic integrity and emotional integrity. And the way that you do that is to heal what's going on within you. Right. Healing your past, if you have past experiences that you're still dragging in as baggage to your current life, conditioning programming such as codependency, such as the patriarchal third dimensional. There's a lot of programming that, you know, yeah. I should do this. I have to overgive, overdo, over be responsible. I have to prove who I am. I have to prove that I'm worthy and that I'm valuable, that I'm lovable. And so all of that gets you all in craziness if you don't heal that within you. When you heal that within you, you can stand in light and love. You know, you can stand in the oneness of who you are. Because this is where we're going. We're shifting the consciousness into unification and oneness. Right. Now, it may not look like that. Like right. you said, we are like polar opposites right now. But this is what happens is the pendulum swings, right? So it was over here. Now it's coming over here. And eventually it's going to come to the middle.
And so, you know, when we look around the world today, I mean, besides the pandemic, which is one of the biggest things we've had to deal with in this generation, and the wars going on, you know, we're learning more and more about all this kinds of stuff, human trafficking, systemic racism, you know, it can all feel so overwhelming. So how do we keep from getting overwhelmed?
So the way to keep overwhelmed is to keep connected to yourself, to your soul's journey, and also to the divine, the universe, however you term that.
So maybe do we have some daily practices or something that you can help people to do to help stay connected in that way?
Absolutely. I would always encourage people to have a meditation practice, whether it's 5-10 minutes a day. But when you have that practice, it helps you get grounded and centered, and it helps you get connected to you and to the universe, to the divine. And it's also shifting your beliefs and your emotional baggage that no longer is serving you. So when I'm working with people, we're always talking about putting a spiritual practice together, you know, one that works for them. I encourage them to use the Diamond Code Creative System, the energy codes from it. I teach them how to do that, as well as for them to constantly, every single day, clear their chakras and their energy bodies. Because if you don't clear your chakras are transmitters and receivers of energy. So like you and I are really communicating through our chakras. Yes, it's coming out of our mouths, but we're communicating through our chakras. And you're communicating out there in the world. Now, we have a collective consciousness. And if you allow that collective consciousness of the fear and the upset and everything that's going in, and, you know, yes, there is a lot of where freedoms are being taken away and where they're being imposed upon. If we bring that into our energy bodies, our system, our chakras, and our energy bodies, then we can't get sovereign unto ourselves. It's about keeping sovereign unto yourself energetically.
And it's being aware, being conscious of it, because sometimes we just feel off and we don't know why. And sometimes just sitting still and asking that basic question of, is this mine or is this someone else's, can just be a whole aha moment. Like, oh, this isn't about me and how I'm feeling. This is just, I'm picking up something that's around me. It could be in my family, in my neighborhood, in my state, or just in the general collective unconscious. So just having that extra little bit of awareness of, is it mine or is it not mine, can help us to shift it. Because when we know it's not mine, it's like, oh, it's not mine. Okay, I can let it go.
Right. And I always work with my clients about that, to ask that question. When they start feeling off, what's going on? And yeah. If it is yours, then go in and do the internal healing work that needs to happen, because your physical body, or maybe your emotions or your thinking, is giving you clues that, hey, we've got something up. It's time to work on this. It's time to heal it so that you can complete this old energetic cycle. And being clear about whether it's yours or not is important, because then you can move through life, again, sovereign unto yourself. And when we're talking about that sovereignty piece, we're not saying that you're separate from other people, but you're a light being. You're standing in your own light and love that you can then share with the world. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can be the difference, is you know, maybe you're not the one that gets in the middle of a protest or in the laws or whatever, but you're standing there as light and love, and every person that you encounter, you're sharing that. That shifts energy. That shifts vibration when you're that.
Right, right. Absolutely, absolutely.
Because one thing that, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I'm clear audience, so they're like, because if you match fight energy with fight energy, you're going to get more fight.
Right.
This is why we're seeing the, you know, we're like, even in our government, we're, you know, like they're at a standstill because they're locking heads, you know, they're going against each other. Right. And they don't have, they're still in the old third dimension paradigm of the patriarchy, my way versus my way is better than your way, right, versus going into the age of Aquarius, the fifth dimension, where is, what is the collective good for all? What's right. What's the good?
How can we work together?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be all yours or all my way. What's the way where we can take a piece of both and bring it together? And it's so interesting, because, like, I remember as a kid, you know, I mean, politics has always been politics. People always used to fight, but there was never a demonization of the other side the way there's been lately. And so when there wasn't that, then the two sides could come together and work together, right? We could compromise, and then we come up with something in the middle of the road, and nobody would be 100% happy, but everyone would get something, and there'd be progress at least.
Yes.
But over the years, I've noticed how the vitriol and the language, and how it's like this demonization of the other side. And that just causes more separation. And if the other person, if you're saying, oh, you're completely wrong and you're bad and you're evil, then how can you compromise? Because you can't compromise with someone that's evil, right? So then there's no room for compromise, and then there can't be any move forward. So now we're just stuck at a standstill.
Yeah. And here's the deal about compromise. If you compromise is common promise. Common promise. And really what unification is about, and I teach this in the Matrix of Oneness, there's a workshop that we have coming up, and the Matrix of Oneness and unification is about community, common unity, mm-hmm. where it's taking the diversity and creating inclusivity, because mm-hmm. you even said it in the beginning, where when you were talking about the passage of your book, was that rather than compare, you go, oh, well, what's the good, you know, what's this piece bring me and what's this piece bring me? Mm-hmm. And it's looking at, we're all, you know, there's a big puzzle. So we're all pieces of the puzzle. So yeah, a puzzle can't be beautiful if it doesn't have the blue sky and the trees.
Right.
So we're all pieces of that. right?
Right.
And,
right.
So sometimes we're blue sky, sometimes we're the dirt, sometimes we're, you know, the tree or the flower.
Right.
So it's really, and knowing that that collective, you know, in the fifth dimension is about that unification and that oneness. And again, going back to the upheavals that we're hearing, seeing throughout the world, and, you know, they're just showing me, you know, between Ukraine and Russia, you know, they're taking a stand, like, you can't come in and take what's ours, you know, you right. can't come in and say our way is the better way. And and this has been a fight for eons and eons, you know, wars after wars, but this is what we're moving out of. But sometimes it's going to get better, you know, it gets worse, more chaotic before the form comes in, before the structure comes in. Right. And it's just, like you said, well, what can you do in the meantime? Take care of you, you know, right. making sure you're doing your own work and not right. projecting that out on other people.
Yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. It's that never ending PhD of life, of doing that deep inner work. It's something that we never stop doing. And when we focus on that, then everything gets better. So it's time for us to take our last break of the show. So when we come back, let's talk about where we're going, where is this world going? And you have a little gift for our audience, don't you? So we'll talk about all that and let you know how to get in touch with Amanda. And we'll be right back. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, everybody, it's Tommy D, the Nonprofit Sector Connector, coming at you from my attic. Each week here on talkradio.nyc, I host the program Philanthropy in Focus. Nonprofits impact us each and every day, and it's my focus to help them amplify their message and tell their story. Listen each week at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time until 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on talkradio.nyc.
In a post-COVID world, you may have many unanswered questions regarding your health. Are you looking to live a healthier lifestyle? Do you have a desire to learn more about mental health and enhance your quality of life? Or do you just want to participate in self-understanding and awareness? I'm Frank R. Harrison, host of Frank About Health, and each Thursday, I will tackle these questions and work to enlighten you. Tune in every Thursday at 5 p.m. on talkradio.nyc, and I will be Frank About Health to advocate for all of us.
Calling all pet lovers.
Pet Avengers, assemble!
On the Professionals and Animal Lovers show, we believe the bond between animal lovers is incredibly strong. It mirrors that bond between pets and their owners. Through this program, we come together to learn, educate, and advocate.
Join us live every Wednesday at 2 p.m. at talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to Talk Radio NYC at www.talkradio.nyc. Now broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We've been speaking this hour with Amanda Slade, creator of the Diamond Co-Creative System. So Amanda, we've been talking about where we've been, where we are, where are we going? I mean, it's sometimes hard to imagine that things can get better because it just feels like things are getting more chaotic, falling apart, going more crazy. Where do your guides say, where do you see, is it something we're going to see in our lifetime? Is it something very far off, or, you know, are we pretty close to hopefully maybe some more peace in our world?
Well, first of all, let's go to that last statement, more peace in our world. We can create peace in our world now, in our own world, you know, your personal world. By you creating peace within your personal world, then helps create peace outside.
Yes.
So So that's one piece to go. And it really is about conscious choice. You know, I love the whole word conscious, because we can either choose to get caught up in the fray of what's going on and get caught up in the drama and the chaos. And I'm not saying not to be aware of it. Definitely be aware. And what choice can you make to help? And that can be as simple as you being that love and light. But it is a choice. So it, and it's a conscious choice. Do I want to move into what is being offered to me? And what the universe really is doing is offering humanity, each of us individually as well as collectively, to move into freedom and to move into this energy of true co-creation and collaboration, as well as move into vibrations of love. And the way that I define love is living only vibrant energy. So if I know that I'm off, you know, and I realize it's my energy, not someone else's, like what we were talking about before, I have a conscious choice. Do I want to raise up into a vibrant energy, a higher frequency, or do I want to stay in the mud of where I'm at, or the, you know, the lower frequency? Do I want to be a victim to it? Do I want to even be a martyr? Where am I at with this? And, you know, what's coming in is, think about Nelson Mandela, how many years he was in prison for what he believed in. And he did not let them dictate who he was. He kept the energy of freedom within him, and with, and he kept the sense of who he was. He kept to his values, his soul's path, his soul's purpose of being that example of love and freedom. And when he was let out, then, you know, he was able to do more of what he came here to do. But he did it while he was in prison too. So we can either put ourselves in our own prison, you know, by, oh, all this is happening out in the world, or even when you don't have an, and listen, I've been there where we don't have enough to eat, you know, where we, okay, how many ways can I make rice, you know, kind of thing.
Absolutely. You know? How many different spices can I use to make it taste differently one night to the next?
And quite frankly, that wasn't even, some of that was even a few years back, you know, there, because we go in ebbs and flows, right? You know, I used to make six figures, and then I made not much money, you know? And so we, rather than let our circumstances or conditions dictate to us, we can allow for ourselves to make a conscious choice. So you ask the question, like, where is this leading us? It's leading us to make a conscious choice to be who we are as individuals, to be the divine selves of, and do what we came here to do. And then that's, that helps to lead, and it's helping, there's a shift in humanity to, in their ascension process, in our ascension collectiveness, to go into a collective consciousness of that oneness and unity.
Yeah, I think sometimes people forget the power of just doing their own work. And that we all affect each other. We can't control another person, but by us doing our own work, by us elevating our level of consciousness, we actually affect the people around us. And the more people who do that, the more it creates a wave of energy that's going to affect more and more and more people until we hit that tipping point where it's just unstoppable.
And it's the ripple effect. And so if you make a conscious choice to be that contribution to your own life, but also to others, to humanity, like, I, you know, people go, well, what can I do? Be you, you know, be love. Because at the core of you, your soul's essence is love. You are pure love. So and you have to get back to that because so many of us have been wounded and have the pains and the conditioning and programming.
Right.
But in doing that, if you heal yourself, then you are healing others. You're healing humanity.
Right, right. And to help support people in that process, you have a little gift for people, don't you? I'm going to put it in the...
It's part of the system. It's called the manifestation template. And what you receive is the manifestation template and ways to use it. So it's really about being intentional. What do you want to create in your life? What do you want to manifest? And then, really, manifestation is based on science and spirituality. It's not either or, it's and. And is the fifth dimension. And what the manifestation manifest your all packet gives you is that science and that spirituality in using the manifestation template. I can tell you I've used it for myself personally, as well as professionally. I have clients that use it all the time, and they're just always amazed what is given to them, what the universe, because you're asking now for the universe to advocate for you and conspire with you when you put it in the manifestation template. So you'll get a taste of how the sacred geometry, the science, and the spirituality connecting to the divine really works for you in your life.
Wonderful. Well, Amanda, thank you so, so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to come on the show today. I've posted that link on the Facebook Live and it'll be in the show notes. If people want to learn more about you, get in touch with you, how do they find you?
They can find me on Co-Create Your Success, just like it says on the thing, and co-createyoursuccess.com. And there's lots of information there. There's great tools. There's free things as well as wisdom writings that can help you. And, I do one-on-one work as well as group. And we have this amazing way of getting to know the system through our Diamond Code Club. And it's really a fun club to be a part of. It's your gym for the soul.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And I assume you do your work virtually now as well as in person?
Yes.
Yes. All right. Wonderful. Well, Amanda, thank you so much. Really appreciate you. I've posted the link in the Facebook Live, co-createyoursuccess.com/manifestyourall. So I hope everyone will take advantage of that. Thank you all for tuning in today. Thank you, Amanda. And thank you, my loyal listeners. Without you, there is no show. I appreciate all of you. I see Sanaya as well checking in today. And Patty, I'm sure William is out there as well. All my loyal listeners, I love you guys so much. Thank you all for tuning in. Next week, no guest. It's one of those me-only shows. So we'll have a great conversation. Let me know what you'd like me to talk about. And we will have a wonderful show as well. Thank you all. Take care. We will talk to you next week.
And thank you, Sam.